My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
Star 99.9. Today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. Keeping it civil for the kids when the families have married and moved on their own. Joining us, Dr. Laura Berman. What happened was is that both sets of parents always did all the holidays and birthdays together for the kids, even though they had both remarried and gone on their way. But now one of the wives says, I don't want to spend Christmas with your ex anymore. Like, the kids are teenagers. We got to put an end to it. How do you handle something like this?
Well, do they really hate each other? I mean, is this about the new wife and the ex, or is this about the husband and the ex? I mean, is there really...
It's really the new wife. And the thing that confused me is that she's been doing this for a decade. So, you know what? Like, she's been uncomfortable, but it's not like it was outright hostile. So why all of a sudden do you come and you say, oh, I don't want to do it anymore?
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
Unless they had an agreement, which they might have. They might have had an agreement that, you know, until the kids are 18, I really want to do this for them or whatever. And then she agreed. And so it may be that there is a separate agreement in the middle of all of this that we don't know about, that he's now asking her to extend and she doesn't want to. But, as you know, if it works and it's no, if there's something specific she wants to do on the holiday, then that might be something to consider. But if it's just like, nope, don't want to go there anymore, let's just do it at home. I think at any age, that's hard for the kids because you have to think about them, too. If they've had the two of you together and haven't had to grow up negotiating these separate holidays, what kind of loss is it going to be for them? Which it is at any age, when now they have to figure out where they go for the holidays. And then what's going to happen when they get married and have or end up with a girlfriend or boyfriend and they have their partners and they have to split up the time not only between their partner's parents and you, but their parents and the partner's parents, you know? It's just going to lessen his time with his kids significantly and negatively impact the kids. I would want to get to the bottom of what it is she's looking for, what it is that she wants. Is it that she wants a good, fun, quality time vacation with him? Then do that when it's not the holidays. You know, make a commitment to that. Like, what is it?
Yeah, you know, she and kept saying she just wants a clean break. She just wants a clean break. You know, it feels like they're always there and there's always like holding them back. But isn't that the part of remarrying
that's
somebody?
That's blended families.
Right. I mean, that's family. There is no clean break ever.
Right. Yeah, wouldn't that be nice? Right? Sometimes I want a clean break from my not from my blended family, just from my family,
I forgot. I hear you. Yeah. So I guess she needs to just suck it up and move on.
Yeah, I would say that this is what she signed up for. This is the man she married. As much as she may resent it, she can also appreciate, probably in love, that this is a guy who's committed to his children and does the right thing and tries to be there for the people he loves in the same way he probably tries to be there for her because he loves her. So, you know, she should see the sweetness in that. And why does she need a clean break? Like, there's something going on now that's making her feel like she's putting up with too much. And I'd be really curious what that is.
Right. Yeah. Well, if you have a question for Dr. Laura Berman, she's got you covered every weeknight here. You can call her, too. It's 855-5-UNCOVER.